Some other news now. Many citizens of Nicaragua face a choice: flee their country or face ever more peril. They're under pressure as President Daniel Ortega cracks down on his opposition. He's shutting down human rights groups, jailing journalists, and charging protesters under anti-terrorism laws. NPR's Kerry Khan spoke with Nicaraguans deciding what to do now.
Blanca Calleja stands at the production room floor of her family's factory just outside Granada, a colonial town popular with tourists and U.S. expats. Workers scrub down huge metal vats where they process fruit for the Calleja's brand jams and preserves, a household staple in Nicaraguans' homes for the past 70 years. These days, she says, jam has become a luxury. Sales have plummeted 40%, but she's not giving up. I know what it's like to be in exile, to be alone. As a teen in the 1970s, she said she fled to neighboring Costa Rica for a while. She had taken up arms against the Somoza dictatorship with the Sandinista rebels. Current President Daniel Ortega was a leader in that fight. This time around, she says she won't leave, her business or her employees. Her son, however, did.
Le ponen terroristas, vandálicos, delincuentes, y todos los epítetos.
They labeled him a terrorist, a vandal, a criminal, just like they've done to all protesters, she says. Since nationwide demonstrations broke out 8 months ago, President Ortega has cracked down on opponents. Hundreds have been jailed, charged with terrorism. Ortega also shuttered 9 non-governmental groups, including the country's leading human rights organization. Vilma Núñez is its head.
Yo no voy a huir. ¿Cómo quedaría yo? Conmigo misma sentiría muy mal.
I'm not running. I couldn't live with myself. If I did, I'd feel terrible, she says, at an outdoor cafe. Núñez picked this spot. Her house, she says, is watched by police.
¿Cuándo va a ser yo? A lo mejor no lo voy a ver. Espero verla.
When is this all going to end? I don't know, and I may not see it. I hope I get to, she says. Núñez was jailed during the struggle to topple the Somoza dictatorship and isn't afraid of a fight. But she says at 80, she's too old to leave the country, or her husband, also in his 80s. Giocondo Belli, Nicaragua's prize-winning poet, says so many people are facing the same agonizing decision.
The ground beneath our feet has ceased to be stable. When the earth shakes, you don't necessarily know exactly where to stand.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on senior government officials, including Ortega's wife, the vice president. But he doesn't appear to be budging, insisting he will fill out his current third term until 2021. Nicaragua's economy, though, might not last that long. Juan Sebastian Chamorro, who heads the economic think tank Funides, says unemployment is skyrocketing. Tourism has tanked and nearly a third of cash deposits have left the country.
There's no credit in the economy. The economic situation is going to worsen throughout 2019. So that's in itself is going to create the incentives for a lot of people to leave the country.
He says police surround his office and routinely pull him over. He works remotely and sleeps at different houses, but he's not leaving. His cousin, however, prominent journalist Carlos Fernando Chamorro, has.
Going to exile has been a very painful and difficult decision.
Adding to that grueling calculus, his mother, former President Violeta Chamorro, is gravely ill. But last week, Chamorro announced he moved his entire news operation to Costa Rica. Police had raided his offices last December. He had been warned his arrest was imminent.
There's a moment in which you have to choose. Either you wait for them to detain you and to fabricate criminal charges and take you to prison.
Or preserve your freedom to keep fighting, he says. More than 50 other journalists are in exile in Costa Rica. Tens of thousands of Nicaraguans have fled there as refugees.
Ticaú, señora, ticaú. Ticaú, ticaú.
You can see that exodus every day in front of the Costa Rican embassy in Managua as the lines of people waiting for a visa stretch the entire block. Vendors selling everything from photocopies to bus tickets fill the street. I asked this woman why she was leaving. For a little vacation, she says. She was too afraid to give her name. 2 police officers followed me as I interviewed people. That's the reason, she insisted, smiling nervously and nodding her head. Another family of 5 with their suitcases already in hand said the same thing. They had just received their visas. They tossed their bags into the trunk of a waiting taxi, jumped in, and headed straight for the border. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.